Lesson 9. Office Work 1. Part A. Micro Listening. Sentence Structure. Adverbs.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. You will hear 8 short statements. After you hear one, read the 4 choices quickly and choose the one which is closest in meaning to the statement. Underline the letter beside your choice.
1. He never smokes.
2. Mary rarely drinks coffee.
3. We usually have lunch at school.
4. Jim didn't answer the questions correctly.
5. Surprisingly enough, none of them was late.
6. Sally occasionally calls her grandmother.
7. John taught Mary not to speak English too quickly.
8. Cindy asked me not to speak loudly. Drill 2. Listen carefully. Repeat the sentences. Listen again. Write the sentences down. Listen for the third time and check your answers.
1. The Smiths usually spend their weekends in the country. The Smiths usually spend their weekends in the country. The Smiths usually spend their weekends in the country.
2. They rarely go dancing. They rarely go dancing. They rarely go dancing.
3. John never goes to pubs. John never goes to pubs. John never goes to pubs.
4. Mary answered the questions correctly. Mary answered the questions correctly. Mary answered the questions correctly.
5. Robert did the exercise very well. Robert did the exercise very well. Robert did the exercise very well.
6. Mother told me not to speak quickly. Mother told me not to speak quickly. Mother told me not to speak quickly.
Part B. Macro Listening. Dialogue 1. When can I know the result? Now listen to the dialogue.
Have a seat, please, Miss Jenkins.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'd like to start our conversation with some questions. Shall I start?
Sure.
Can you type, Miss Jenkins?
Yes, I can.
How many words a minute?
60.
Have you ever learned how to operate office computer?
Yes, I have. I worked for 2 years as a computer operator in a school.
Good. Are you familiar with other modern equipment? The fax machine, printer, and things like that?
I don't think there's any problem for me to work on these machines. You know, sir, I've even learned shorthand.
You have? That's good. And you speak foreign languages, do you?
Yes. I speak German and French.
Do you speak Italian?
No, I don't speak Italian, but I speak Chinese.
Really? We have branches in Beijing and Shanghai.
You mean I have the job?
Wait, Miss Jenkins. I have to talk to the general manager before a final decision is made.
I see. When can I know the result?
In about 2 weeks, I think.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Miss Jenkins.
Goodbye.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Have a seat, please, Miss Jenkins.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'd like to start our conversation with some questions. Shall I start?
Sure.
Can you type, Miss Jenkins?
Yes, I can.
How many words a minute?
60.
Have you ever learned how to operate office computer?
Yes, I have. I worked for 2 years as a computer operator in a school.
Good. Are you familiar with other modern equipment? The fax machine, printer, and things like that?
I don't think there's any problem for me to work on these machines. You know, sir, I've even learned shorthand.
You have? That's good. And you speak foreign languages, do you?
Yes. I speak German and French.
Do you speak Italian?
No, I don't speak Italian, but I speak Chinese.
Really? We have branches in Beijing and Shanghai.
You mean I have the job?
Wait, Miss Jenkins. I have to talk to the general manager before a final decision is made.
I see. When can I know the result?
In about 2 weeks, I think.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Miss Jenkins.
Goodbye.
Question number 1. What is going on in the dialogue?
Question number 2. Who might be the man in the dialogue?
Question number 3. What job might Miss Jenkins be applying for?
Question number 4. Which of the following is true about Miss Jenkins?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down Miss Jenkins' qualifications for the job.
Have a seat, please, Miss Jenkins.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'd like to start our conversation with some questions. Shall I start?
Sure.
Can you type, Miss Jenkins?
Yes, I can.
How many words a minute?
60.
Have you ever learned how to operate office computer?
Yes, I have. I worked for 2 years as a computer operator in a school.
Good. Are you familiar with other modern equipment? The fax machine, printer, and things like that?
I don't think there's any problem for me to work on these machines. You know, sir, I've even learned shorthand.
You have? That's good. And you speak foreign languages, do you?
Yes. I speak German and French.
Do you speak Italian?
No, I don't speak Italian, but I speak Chinese.
Really? We have branches in Beijing and Shanghai.
You mean I have the job?
Wait, Miss Jenkins. I have to talk to the general manager before a final decision is made.
I see. When can I know the result?
In about 2 weeks, I think.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Miss Jenkins.
Goodbye.
Dialogue 2. This is Mr. Power's office. Now listen to the dialogue.
Yes, Miss Wright. What is it?
Mr. Hudson wants to speak to you, sir.
I'm very busy at the moment. Ask him to call later.
Yes, sir. Half an hour later.
Miss Wright?
Yes, sir.
Did you speak to Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I did. I asked him to call later. He said he would call again in about an hour.
That's fine. By the way, has Chris photocopied the director's report yet? I need it this afternoon.
Not yet. I told him to finish by 11 this morning.
Good. Did you tell Miss Davis not to call her boyfriend from here?
Oh, yes. I told her not to use the office phone for personal calls. She says she won't do it again.
I hope she won't. Her boyfriend lives in Australia.
I'm sure she won't. Is there anything else, Mr. Power?
Could you bring me a cup of coffee?
Certainly.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Yes, Miss Wright. What is it?
Mr. Hudson wants to speak to you, sir.
I'm very busy at the moment. Ask him to call later.
Yes, sir. Half an hour later.
Miss Wright?
Yes, sir.
Did you speak to Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I did. I asked him to call later. He said he would call again in about an hour.
That's fine. By the way, has Chris photocopied the director's report yet? I need it this afternoon.
Not yet. I told him to finish by 11 this morning.
Good. Did you tell Miss Davis not to call her boyfriend from here?
Oh, yes. I told her not to use the office phone for personal calls. She says she won't do it again.
I hope she won't. Her boyfriend lives in Australia.
I'm sure she won't. Is there anything else, Mr. Power?
Could you bring me a cup of coffee?
Certainly.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Yes, Miss Wright. What is it?
Mr. Hudson wants to speak to you, sir.
I'm very busy at the moment. Ask him to call later.
Yes, sir. Half an hour later.
Miss Wright?
Yes, sir.
Did you speak to Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I did. I asked him to call later. He said he would call again in about an hour.
That's fine. By the way, has Chris photocopied the director's report yet? I need it this afternoon.
Not yet. I told him to finish by 11 this morning.
Good. Did you tell Miss Davis not to call her boyfriend from here?
Oh, yes. I told her not to use the office phone for personal calls. She says she won't do it again.
I hope she won't. Her boyfriend lives in Australia.
I'm sure she won't. Is there anything else, Mr. Power?
Could you bring me a cup of coffee?
Certainly.
Question number one. Why did Mr. Power ask Mr. Hudson to call later?
Question number two. Why should the report be photocopied in the morning?
Question number three. Why was Mr. Power especially displeased about Miss Davis's call to her boyfriend?
Question number four. What do you think of Miss Wright?
Question number five. What can you learn from the dialogue?
This is the end of lesson 9.